Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Gray Hill Morning Show brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback, built to accompany you on your summertime travels, SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Additionally, we are updating our restaurant guidance to make absolutely clear that alcoholic beverages may only be served for on-site consumption if accompanied by food prepared on-site. Bars are closed in Massachusetts. And bars masquerading as restaurants also need to be closed.
Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Is a Hot Pocket a meal? Because I got a text during the break. I won't mention the town, but the texter was talking about how there's a bar in their town that is serving Hot Pockets.
Diarrhea pocket.
I do like pizza rolls, though.
So oh,
that Totino's?
Man, oh, I love me some pizza rolls.
You like the pizza rolls?
Yes, and you know, I know we can't.
How can you be Italian and eat pizza rolls?
And I know, and you know, you can't do it here because my wife's cousin, you know, when you were able to have barbecues in the backyard before the mayor said, no, you can't have more than 50 people in my family, that friends of mine, I can't only have that people. Come to my house, Governor, and tell me I can't have people at the house. See what happens. But he used to put them in a like the deep fryer and make the
frozen ones?
Yes, he put them in the deep fryer.
Aren't you risking some kind of a deep fryer explosion?
If no, it's not a frozen turkey.
Oh, okay.
It's not like that. That'll make the oil.
He used to put them in the deep fryer and the
fry them.
Yes, and the pizza rolls were amazing.
The air fryer has really upped the app, the at-home app game, because you can get the good, crispy fried results without all, you know, without the oil.
So wait, you don't like the pizza rolls, Curtis?
No.
They're spectacular.
So if you have, if you operate a place and you're serving Hot Pockets like this place in Men, I won't say the name, I won't say where it is.
Is it a little town?
Are you going
drive through?
Are you now going to be, I mean, that's food.
Yeah, but it's not a meal.
It's not a meal?
No.
Oh.
It's not a
meal. And bars masquerading as restaurants also need to be closed.
I mean,
honestly, F off, dude. Yeah. Bars masquerading.
It's the food investigator comes out with a list. He has a list and says, all right, these things qualify as a food.
And you bars masquerading as a restaurant.
But think about how Charlie Baker. No, think about how, like, think about how fraudulent this dude is.
Well, come on.
Fraudulent.
I mean, the man is trying.
No, he's not trying.
Trying what?
Yeah, what is he doing? He all he did was kind of sit there and tell us flatten the curve, and if we do that, we'll be able to get back to some type of normalcy. We're headed in the right direction, and we do all that stuff. And then what does he do now? He then tells us we cannot have gatherings of more than 50 people at our homes. And Matt Light brought up a good point. You think about this. You're at your home. You know, some people come from big families. I know I got a decent-sized family, got a lot of cousins. And you're going to tell me that I can't have more than 50 family and friend members at my house, people that I know. Because
yes, that's
a gift. Because they're not co-bubbled with you, Wiggs.
Yeah. they're saying that the pool parties
right.
and the 4th of July parties mm-hmm. created the uptick.
But I can go downtown Boston and protest with thousands of people and and it's not an issue.
Pool parties, birthday parties, holiday parties, 4th of July parties.
He yeah. just sounds like right now he just sounds like real fraudulent. Like, dude, what was it all for? And that's why I think you're starting to see the uptick in people just like, I don't care no more. You know, when somebody tells you to do something and you do it for so long and you follow the guidelines, you follow their directions and you think, OK, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And then they all of a sudden drop this on your lap. What do you think people then do? They go, the hell with him. I'm going to do what I want to do.
When this is over.
This week, all across the great state of Massachusetts, there are people traveling from hotspots, from other places that are between the ages of 18 and 22 years old, moving into dorms.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not think they're all going to be commingling, sleeping around, mm-hmm. partying,
yes.
drinking, all of the above?
Yeah. Yes. Check, check, check.
But he's worried about the 10-year-old in Millis who can't have a birthday party this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It is so idiotic. It is so patently stupid to think that that is going to change anything. An outdoor gathering among friends and family to celebrate a birthday.
When this is over.
And Curtis, you're right. It's amazing that we're in this position right now where, you know, when you think about it, that you just, he's got to tell us what we can and can't do. Yeah, if you want to say, all right, you got to wear a mask in a store, I understand that. But when I'm at home. Now you got to tell me what I can and can't do.
Does a pig in a blanket count as a meal at a bar? Somebody says that their local bar serves the pigs in the blanket.
I haven't had a pig in a blanket.
I don't think that would count.
That's a solid ketchup.
Nor does a single fry. I don't want to rat this place out, but a listener just sent me a photo of a receipt from a local watering hole near me.
Hold on, you have to share this. What is it?
It's a receipt
from a place near you.
Yep. The person ordered 2 to-go frosés, you know, in like the big adult Capri Sun pouch.
Yeah.
$22 for that, and because you have to order food in order to get alcohol to go. They ordered 1 fry,
which was
a penny.
How much was 1 fry?
1 penny.
Oh, penny. Okay.
1
bad.
Fry.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
That's amazing.
Was it froze all day?
Ew.
Wiggy. One fry.
Wiggy, have you ever had a froze?
What's a froze?
There it is.
They have it at Magic City.
We have to get Wiggy serving froze at some sort
like
of an event or something.
Absolutely.
Is that like a frozen drink?
It's the official drink of the Instagram influencer.
If you took the frozen part out of it, what's left?
Oh, rosé.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Break it down, baby.
So so that's frozen rosé?
What's the suffix?
So it's frozen rosé?
I picked up margaritas from a Mexican place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you had to order food there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it wasn't even being consumed on site. And
come
I said,
on ribs.
No. One rib.
And I said, how much chips and salsa?
How much for one rib?
So this, they did this to help the restaurants.
Right.
Which they said that you can order to-go drinks.
With mm-hmm. food. You can't just order to-go drinks. Because it's Massachusetts.
I know, but what is the logic in that? I mean, so they're assuming that the person is going to get home, and then they're going to eat the food.
Yeah.
And so the alcohol won't be. They won't just drink the alcohol
right.
when they get home. They're gonna in their home.
Yes.
They're not gonna get intoxicated because they're gonna have some food
correct.
To absorb. I see.
But chips and salsa.
Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. Chips and salsa were not enough. You had to order fajitas.
An actual entree.
Oh, you couldn't just get the chips and salsa.
No.
Oh. That's not a meal.
Nope, not a meal.
And bars chips masquerading as restaurants also need to be
closed. What about hummus and crudité?
No.
My guess is that's a no.
That's a meal. I thought
a meal
is what you made a meal.
No.
You sure?
I don't think it is.
If you order 7 appetizers, mm-hmm. it's probably still not considered a meal.
When I was at BC, the girls would eat a Tic Tac for dinner.
Oh.
My grandmother said these pizza bagels are a meal tonight. Mm-hmm. That's what you're eating. That's a meal.
And you never let them cool off. You just jam them in your mouth like the pizza roll and go.
What about a pretzel? Is a pretzel a meal?
Ooh,
the
one pretzel
bar.
At Banners is phenomenal.
Agree.
Yes.
I love Auntie Anna's pretzels.
Eating a meal.
Love
a succulent Chinese meal.
Nothing like a good mall pretzel.
So if you then order, like Ken played the audio of.
The one rib?
The one rib. So if you order one rib, is that considered a meal?
No.
Why?
Because that's what the governing body of the state has determined.
What's the difference between one rib and one cheeseburger?
Half rack. The rest of the half rack.
Maybe not I can't eat the whole. Maybe I can't eat the whole half rack.
Well, then that's not Governor Baker's problem. Nor is it Lieutenant Governor Polito's problem. Don't bring the ribs to the barbecue at her brother's house.
Here's a 617 text that says, I recently asked what would Greg do, and then I ordered a scoop of gelato with my Negroni. Oh, well, see, there you go.
All right. That's
a scoop of gelato is a meal.
Nope. I mean, we could make it one, but no.
No, it's not.
That's an ice cream shop masquerading as a restaurant.
That's a novelty item.
Do they sell alcohol? Can you get alcohol at the ice cream place now?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Nothing like a boozy milkshake.
Do you think there are any bars that are masquerading as ice cream shops?
Oh, my God.
Do you think there probably are?
Cream truck start rolling again?
Oh, that's not a root beer float there.
Coldstone is a speakeasy now.
Greg, think about the madness right now. I know we're joking about this, but think about the madness that this governor put in place that if you are an establishment, you cannot serve alcohol unless you have a food menu that is governed by the food investigator to say what is and what isn't a meal.
Correct.
Think about that.
Well, because there are bars that are masquerading as restaurants. We can't have people masquerading as things that they're not.
And bars masquerading as restaurants also need to be closed.
That is a first ballot Pappas Hall of Fame line.
They need to be closed.
You're masquerading as a sports radio host.
They need to shut them down.
Shut it down.
Shut them down.
Cancel it.
These places where people are having fun and they're masquerading as a dour restaurant.
That queso dip is masquerading as an entree.
I could make a meal out of queso.
Can you have because you said a grilled cheese, right? If you have grilled cheese, that's considered a meal.
I think only if it's with a side, like fries or onion rings, perhaps.
Or tomato soup.
A little queso on your face.
Curtis, according to this texter, there's a bar in Southie that orders a couple pizzas from the pizza joint across the street, and then they sell the slices of pizza in the place.
Is that
masquerading as a pizza place?
Yes.
They're a bar that is masquerading as a pizza place.
Two slices is considered a meal. I've ate that many times before.
Right.
That's why it's up there underneath their meal menu.
Yeah.
Two slices and a Coke.
And I guarantee you go back and take a bite out of the third slice and then put it back in the box just so you didn't eat three slices, right?
No.
Yep.
I ate three slices.
Yes, you did.
Usually I eat the whole box, but... Love some good pizza.
Oh, really?
Have you ever sat down and housed an entire large pizza?
Yep. And breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And dipping sauce?
Yep, dipping sauce.
All right.
Totino's.
Do you ever go extra cheese on the pizza?
No, I like mushroom and onions on mine.
Oh, no extra cheese?
No, I'm a mushroom and onion.
That's gluttonous.
Guy.
Yeah, extra cheese, gluttonous.
Yeah, mushrooms, onions, breadsticks. And then after all of it, go, man. I feel so bloated.
You could really go for a DQ Blizzard right now.
I should have never ate that whole pizza.
Oh, what about a DK Blizzard? Is that a meal?
No,
that's
Blizzard
not.
But a Richie Slush is a meal.
Is a Brazier Burger a meal?
Yeah, I think so.
Combining three things from the dollar menu a meal?
No.
So three little burgers, right? When you get those, are those considered
by my
meals?
Sliders, you mean?
Yeah, sliders.
No, that's not a meal.
I do love the three. You know, is it Capital Grill that has really good sliders?
They do have excellent sliders.
Yeah, they do. Yes. Tenderloin sliders. Now, that's a meal.
They have a good Blizzard there.
Is that a meal?
I think Dairy Queen has always been masquerading as a restaurant.
So
no disrespect to the Dairy Queen people. All right.
Greg's DQ endorsement.
What if I take my sliders and I just stand outside a liquor store?
You can just go into a liquor store and buy all the booze you want and then take it home and drink
it. I don't have to buy any food.
But you can't go into a restaurant and buy a drink to take home without buying food.
You have to mix it yourself.
Why don't you have to buy food at a liquor store?
That's a good point.
From the same delivery service that I had to get the entree to get my margaritas, not for me. You can order directly from a liquor store to deliver whatever you want to be delivered at your front door with no food associated with whatsoever.
All right. Well, anyway, what about soup? Is soup a meal?
No.
Is that a Seinfeld reference?
Yes, it is.
Stew is a meal, not
Kenny
soup.
Kenny Banya.
Yeah. Oof, okay. But I do love some French onion soup. I've had that as a meal before.
Greg likes the French onion soup without everything except for the cheese and the crouton. Can I get the French onion soup? Hold the soup, sir. Yeah, that's a grilled cheese sandwich.
I always want less soup.
Hold the onion.
Yeah, I'm with you. More cheese.
I never eat the soup.
More cheese.
I just eat the cheese and the bread on top.
I don't want my cheese stuck to the side of the bowl where I can't enjoy and get it. Fill that thing up with cheese.
Oh, that's the best part when you scrape the cheese
right,
off
the side.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets
with your hands.
You get a Caesar salad. You get a Caesar salad. Hold the lettuce.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just give me the croutons and the Caesar dressing.
And the Parmesan. Like
Greg says he's going to split a cup of French onion soup with somebody, and he's like, I'm just going to take one bite, and he takes the entire crouton off the top and then slides the onions and the broth across
the table.
I think
that's the best soup going.
I agree.
We have top five Bradful soups. My French onion's definitely number one.
Oh, we never got to the Rhode Island restaurant war.
Yes.
You want to do that coming up?
Sure.
All right. There's a huge battle going on in Rhode Island when it comes to a couple of restaurants. So I think it's a douche move segment.
It is a douche move segment, yes, 100%.
All right. So we'll get to that coming up. But right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Go shopping, get rewards, and save at Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members get 4 12-packs of Pepsi or Schweppes Seltzer for just $11 when you activate the digital coupon. Must buy 4, limit 4 per customer. The digital coupon offer valid through Thursday of this week at Shaw's. All right, Tuca, Chara, Marchand, Bergeron, is it like the last big run with the core group, Hilda?
Isn't Chara signed through next year?
No, he's not, but I think there's some sense that he probably would come back if they wanted him.
Oh, God. He's like 5 years past that. He should have been gone a long time ago.
I don't know if it's
ago.
The last big run, but you're getting up there.
This is it.
I mean, you're probably not going to have Torey Krug next year.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
So, yeah.
What's McAvoy got? Didn't he sign a two-year?
He signed like a three-year deal. Okay.
Bridge deal, yep.
For $5 million.
I don't think they'll fall off the cliff, but you only get so many kicks at the can with this group of players.
They got to come out physical tonight. Like the first couple shifts have got to be physical tonight.
Are they the ultimate underachiever when you think about Boston sports teams?
No, Celtics.
No, because the Celtics had never really been looked at as being. Prior to Kyrie getting here, they were never like, all right, they should win a championship. Where the Bruins,
Ainge is anointed like the savior every year by the fans.
No, but I feel like the Bruins, team-wise, have always been talked about they have a chance to win a cup. No, I don't feel less that way about the Celtics.
If the Bruins only win one with this nucleus, is that a disappointment?
Yeah, I feel like that's a major underachievement by them to have Bergeron, Marchand.
They've been to 3 Stanley Cup finals in the last 10 years.
Brady gets ripped for losing a Super Bowl.
And you lost 2 of them.
Yeah.
So we're giving you credit for
and their,
that.
And their cup appearance last year has to have an asterisk because of the Tampa Bay loss in the first round. I mean, that was the easiest road you could ever have to get to a Stanley Cup final. They lost to an inferior team.
What team has been built for winning championships more? The Bruins or the Celtics? I would say the Bruins, based on their nucleus.
No. I mean,
yes. The Celtics, think about it. They were basically having an Isaiah Thomas team, you know, him
you're
trying
to. You're talking the last 5 years as opposed to the last 10 years.
Well, last 10 years. Go back
to. Whose fault is that? They could have traded for Kawhi Leonard. I mean, they didn't get the stars.
No. Right, but they never had been a team that you looked at, and Danny has never done enough to put them in the conversation of being a NBA, a championship contender, where the Bruins, I feel like every season we talk about their talent and them having the ability to win a cup.
No, they've really had one. Like when you look at mega stuff. I mean, they had Bergie. I mean, who else?
And Chara. Chara's a star.
And Marchand came on to his own. But they've had Krejci forever.
Krejci, they haven't had in a year. Where's he been? I mean,
starts tonight.
He has to show up.
Carolina's got some stars too. Sebastian Aho is a star. Jacob Slavin, their defenseman, is very, very good. But they're a little bit top heavy in my opinion. 8 p.m. puck drop tonight. Game one. Game 2 Thursday. The Red Sox dropped one last night. They'll do it again 7:30 tonight. 6:30 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Brian Johnson granted his release. And baseball considering that playoff bubble, which Hillman, you liked last week, and it sounds like it's coming to fruition. You're going to bubble up for the postseason.
Sure. Why not?
Now, Trump was on with Clay Travis. Do you care what Trump said? He talked a long time about college football. Curtis is right. He sees this as an opportunity. Curtis,
unbelievable.
Nailed it
again.
He also ripped the NFL. This is a short clip of the NFL, but this is a little jab at the National Football League from Trump.
They want to open badly, and they've been working with government I would say this, if they don't stand for the national anthem, I hope they don't open. But other than that, I'd love to see them open, and we're doing everything possible for getting them open.
There you go. The anthem issue back up again.
What do you say about college football?
Spouting the Wiggy line that these are young, healthy people, and nobody's going to die.
He Until they kneel.
unless they
unless they kneel. He realizes there's going to be a few college athletes that kneel.
Celtics Grizz at 5, last two regular season games, and I am told that Memphis pick, you got to beat the Grizzlies. It helps you get a better pick in the draft, even though it's protected top 6. So this is critical. You might move from like 14 to 11 in the draft.
Oh,
so
wow, that should be good.
Big one today at 5 o'clock. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Danielle, there's a big restaurant war going on in Rhode Island.
Yes.
And you are suggesting, and I think you're right, that this is a douche move by one of the restaurants?
Yes. So in Aquidneck, there's a family that has owned Aquidneck Pizza for like over 40 years. And this new restaurant came in next door, Tickets Bar and Grill, and they put up a 6-foot fence between the two businesses, which, you know, happens from time to time. However, the problem is the fence now prevents any of the indoor or outdoor diners at the pizza joint from being able to see a view of the water.
Uh-huh.
So the fence went up last Thursday, I believe, and then the pizza place had posted on Facebook and said, "Not our fence, put in to block our view, douche move."
Oh, they actually called it a douche move.
They did call it, yep. Uh-huh. I believe there was actually a sign that was put up on the fence that read that as well, and then a second sign was put up that said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall."
Well, I mean, that is, I guess they have the right to put the sign up. But if they're doing it to block the view? Water view,
right.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, that's just that like you said, that's a douche move. Yeah.
That sounds like a fence masquerading as an obstruction of right. the view.
Yes. Yes. That's yeah. exactly
See, that
what
needs
it is.
Chin check behavior right there.
Well, I mean, I thought you weren't going to advocate for violence anymore.
I didn't say it. I just said that, hey, every now and then, sometimes mm-hmm. you need it. Who you want to go to a, like, when I go to restaurants that are on the water, the best thing to be able to sit there and enjoy.
That's why you go there.
See mm-hmm. that view and enjoy yeah. that. If some, you know, like you said, you know.
Because it only counts residents who died on the nursing home's property, oh. not those who died in the hospital.
Oh, boy.
And they have a picture of Governor/President Cuomo. Mm-hmm. It's finally coming home to Mr. Cuomo.
Oh, no.
Bad news for the Cuomo bros.
I mean, only Curtis can turn a discussion about a restaurant war
yep.
into a negative discussion about Governor Cuomo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I thought we'd already exhausted it by the time Wiggy got involved in why he likes to eat at restaurants on the water.
Well, that's mm-hmm. why he likes to go to Hamptons, well, that's to Hampton Beach with Mrs. Wiggins.
Yeah, that's part of it. You get a yeah. beautiful view on Hampton Beach.
Yeah.
Many restaurants.
Fried clams?
Urchin? Is that it?
The purple what?
Huh? I don't know how to say it. It's one of the restaurants on the beach.
The purple urchin?
I believe so.
I think it's Long John Silver.
Yes. I don't eat the seafood, though. No. My wife loves the seafood, but I don't eat the seafood.
What is your issue with seafood?
I know it goes in the water. I grew up around a lot of fish markets, and I never could really get past the smell of it.
The water stink.
I do eat hot dogs. I love a hot dog. I love hot dog sandwiches. especially when the buns are toasted and the hot dogs are grilled.
What's your go-to order at the Purple Urchin then?
I just got
whatevs.
No, I got like a Caesar wrap. Yeah, I stick to the burger if there's no.
You order from you order from the land section of the menu, not the sea, not the C section.
I order from the kids on the land menu.
By the way, the hot dog not listed under the sandwich portion of the menu at the Purple Urchin.
Oh, it's not.
A taco is listed as a sandwich, though, which I find interesting. As is a lobster roll. If a hot dog is not a sandwich, then a lobster roll, in theory, should not be a sandwich. It's just a lobster roll.
I don't think a taco is a sandwich, though.
No.
Ooh, my wife ate some good nachos yesterday, so we like a good taco.
You're just lobbing him right across the plate this morning.
No, he's non sequitur guy.
You're talking about nachos.
Oh, when he's talking about pizza, he eats the whole box.
Nachos is a meal. If a taco's a meal.
He eats a what?
Nachos is a meal if you're the guy that gets the first chip on top that all the cheese is attached to. Otherwise, you just get a pile of chips.
Now, I will say,
the nachos.
I will say, I think it's weird when people serve lobster or seafood on nachos.
No, gross.
That's not. I don't.
Well, like lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah, but
people love that lobster mac and cheese.
Like chicken
lobster mashed.
I'm great with chicken on nachos, but not with any kind of seafood on
nachos. So then are you a lobster ravioli person then?
Yes, oh yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Are you a fish taco guy? That's a no.
not necessarily.
That wasn't cold either.
Well, that's considered a male fish taco.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no, it's not. No. That's an appetizer.
No.
If you go to a restaurant and order fish tacos, you're not getting any
takeout
alcohol. It's
a taco masquerading as a meal.
You could go to restaurants and they have under the meal section fish tacos.
I understand that, but I'm saying if you were roll up on Monument Ave in Swampscott and knock on the governor's door when you get past the trooper and be like, "Governor, are fish tacos a meal?" He's going to say,
"Hold on,
no.
I got to talk to the food investigator."
He's going to give you the Maciek Boney no.
I didn't know. So then how is a regular taco a meal?
It's not.
Oh. The governor probably wouldn't be there. He's probably down eating at the local, goes to like the VFW
It's been a long land controversy with the ownership of the land where the VFW is in Swampscott.
He went to go get a drink, but I guess they serve food.
He went to Mission on the Bay.
Phase three.
And was eavesdropped on.
I didn't even know there was a step two in a phase three.
Nobody did.
It's roller skating and laser tag. And tacos.
But I'll tell you what, the governor's hair looks great. Looks like he's getting haircuts on the regular. I don't know how that happens.
Has he done a press conference from his barber?
I don't know. All right. I think we're...
that's a rollback now.
What is?
Isn't the barbershops, didn't he pull back a little bit on that?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
We just can't move forward.
You're still not... You're still not allowed... You're still not allowed to get a beard trim.
Really? I thought
unless you go to an underground place.
I thought beard trim was also part of like spa services because you can get a facial now.
You can?
Yep.
Well, this is phase three stuck in cement, so we don't get till phase two.
Never has a show been so misinformed as the Greg Hill Morning Show.
The beard trim is phase four, balls deep.
That's when I go to. That's when you go to Revere Beach and you can get the water past your waist.
That's phase four.
Yeah.
When you can get in the water all the way down to that area. Curtis, what's wrong with that? That's
the new
what it's
normal.
Called. That's the official. You have vigilant, safety, or whatever phase three was
cautious,
called.
Cautious.
And then you have phase four, which is balls deep. And then we're all balls deep.
We're all to South Boston Beach above our waist, below our waist.
Balls deep in an app that's not considered a meal.
Three tacos is a meal.
That's a taco plate, but I guarantee, unless there's rice and refried beans on the side of that, the governor's not going. If you order three tacos, the governor's not going to allow you to have takeout booze with that. You're not getting a margarita with three tacos.
Well, what if you don't want the rice or the refried beans because you're low on your carbs?
If you're refining your beans, they're probably too expensive in the first place.
Is that a 10-year fix?
What's the rate? A 10-year fixed over 30.
30. 30-year for the
refried. No, 30-year fixed over 10. Whatever it is.
Ken, do you think Matt Light wears a mask when eating tacos? Probably not. Probably not. In his backyard when wearing tacos? Probably not.
I have a live camera of Dale's house. He's currently burning his 72 Patriots jersey in the front yard.
Why would he wear a mask? Corona's fake.
Are we...
Oh, no.
He
oh,
did not say that.
He did not. Well, Please don't put words in his mouth.
Ken will have you believe that's what he said.
No, he didn't say that.
I mean, I know for a fact that the numbers aren't real.
He said for a fact. That's wildly irresponsible. How dare he utter those words? He should be stoned.
And I don't mean a good kind of stone. Yeah. Take him out to downtown Foxborough.
Speaking of Dale, can we get Dale for the crossover so we can talk Bruins?
Will do.
All right, we will do the crossover coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Change the turf over there. I mean, it's a big undertaking.
Several million dollars, not two million. Coming from the principal.
Yeah. But listen, Dale, I was all over Lou this morning because he doesn't think the Bruins make it past this first round. I hope you believe that they do.
Well, I think Wiggy said that yesterday as well.
Wiggy's
not a big Bruins advocate. I would have preferred they play better than I saw them play in the three-game round robin, but I'm not yet willing to pull the plug on the season. They are favored over Carolina. They should be. I think they'll beat Carolina. Now, whether or not they can put their act together well enough to, you know, get two, three, God willing, four rounds into the playoffs, I don't know, but I think they're better than Carolina. I think they'll beat them.
And Lou brought up a great point because he said if the Bruins went 3-0, we would all only be talking about how great they played, how good they look. They wouldn't be saying, these games meant nothing.
Yeah, but the coach said they got the tune-up they needed in these three games, and they're playoff ready.
The mindset would be completely different if they were 3-0. They would be talking about how important those games were to get them going. But now, because they went 0-3,
Except I didn't think they were a big deal going into it. I really didn't, Wig. And we talked about this yesterday. The only team in the East that played like those three games mattered was the Flyers. To their credit, they went 3-0. They got the number one seed. Good for them.
Yeah.
The other three teams, none of the other three played like it mattered.
Well, we're efforting trying to get LB to see what his take is. Former player.
We'll get LB tomorrow. We'll get LB. Yes.
He's going to make a monthly appearance, I heard.
Yeah.
I want to get his opinion on the mindset of these guys just being like, it don't matter.
We're just we're renegotiating Ken's deal so we can pay LB for once a month. Yes, what?
Dale LB is going to make a monthly appearance on this show just like he did on the old show.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Well,
we've got Andy Hart in today.
Yeah.
We borrowed Fitzy from you. He's going to join us today.
Excellent.
Tommy Curran will join us at 11. And yes, we'll kick things off talking about the failure that is the Boston Bruins season, according to Lou and to Wiggy.
Dale, can you ask Fitzy if a sausage is a sandwich? Because we've been battling with that one all morning.
It's a pretty big thing, I think. We need to get to the bottom of that.
Okay. And then pregame from the hermetically sealed Nesson studio tonight?
It actually is. You know what? In all honesty, you reminded me. I have to fill out my online health assessment form or I can't go to work today.
Jesus. You're not supposed to. I don't know. Why do you keep selecting, when it comes to the temperature taking, the rectal as opposed to the oral?
I don't think there's judgment going on anywhere here, for God's sake.
Oh, they use Vaseline.
That's fine.
But isn't that the most accurate temperature?
Well, Dale, I will be watching. I can't wait. Playoff hockey.
Why are you giving it to babies?
I cannot wait for
me
playoff
either.
Hockey,
so. Happens tonight.
All right, Dale. Dale and Keith is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.